Stephen Zunis is chairman of the Middle East Studies Department at the University of San Francisco. He tells VOA's Victor Beatty things seem to be spinning out of control in Libya 3 years after the ouster of longtime dictator Muammar Gaddafi.
And there was hope, of course, when a moderate government was popularly elected after the overthrow of the long-reigning dictator. But unfortunately, we've seen a situation where there are over 200,000 men under arms and militia that are not accountable to any central authority in a country of less than 6 million, and many of which are hardline Islamists who not only are throwing their weight around militarily, but trying to impose very strict interpretations of Islamic law in ways that most Libyans don't feel good about. And as a result, we have this self-proclaimed liberator, a former general, who is coming in with his own mercenary army and trying to take control of things himself. Unlike Tunisia and Egypt, where despite autocratic rule, a civil society was able to emerge and thus lay the foundations for at least some democratic institutions, the situation in Libya, being a rentier state, being one that was dependent on the sale of oil and the totalitarian style of leadership of Gaddafi, has led to a very weak civil society. So there were some popular democratic institutions emerged in the course of the uprising in 2011. They really don't have much foundation with which to build a strong democracy, and despite the desires of the majority of Libyans to have that. And as a result, the vacuum has been filled by these armed groups.
Professor Zunis says although the international community has tried to develop democratic institutions in Libya, there is a long-time resistance to outsiders dating back to Italy's control of the country during the first half of the 20th century.